Let's keep the wind up. That's a fact. Log out, old logs out. To get them logs out, then you just cut a little trench in them so it doesn't set up on that and just be right on up. Way down, log house.
And the fireplace?
Yeah, wooden fireplace, chink and that's right.
Yeah.
Chink them old log cracks with mud.
Yeah. You call this the...
What's that?
You call this the... This right here.
Oh, that's a fireplace, you might say. I don't know, that's a fireplace, yeah.
Yeah, what is this front out here?
Well, that's just out there to keep anything, you know, wood burning.
Yeah, what do you call it?
What's that?
What do you call it?
Well, the hearth, or I call it.
Yeah. And this is the... What is this here?
Well, that's just like a flame up there. I don't know what you'd call it.
A what? This thing here that holds up.
Like kind of a shelf, I reckon. I'd call it. Well, she got things sitting up there.
Mantle?
Okay.
Mantle shelf?
See things sitting up there?
Uh-huh. Mantle shelf?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. What do you used to start a fire with?
Well, tell you where to start it with fire. We get out of a mattress, take flint rocks and beat them together in some cotton. That's the floor when they catch up in life. I've done that. Flint rocks and beat them together. You can be on that iron now and see fire for it, can't you? You ever done it? I have.
You got that kind of wood that was light enough to, rich enough to just light
it? Well, that was lighter. Pine wood. Pine and then like them splinters, you see. Pine splinters. I got something on them.
When you got that going, you put on a big...
Yeah, when I got that going, I just put on a big back stick. Put more wood up there, you know. And then, stick some more pine under that and it's got a fire.
Do you have something you laid the logs across?
What's that?
What were those things in the fireplace you laid the logs across?
There's a dogons. I got some in there now. Dogons. There is something in there now. Dogons, they call it.
Yeah. And the smoke goes up through the...
Yeah, go right on up through that chimney. Yes, sir.
You had to clean out all the... You ever have to clean that chimney out?
Well, notice I haven't had to clean it out. Once in a while, I'll have to do a little work down here in the front, but biggest thing, see, that'll keep burning out.
What?
The action, the smutting thing will keep burning out of there.
Oh, that's, what?
Smoke will run that out. Smoke will keep that out.
What's all that black stuff that gets up in there?
That's smoke. Soot. That's why I call it soot.
Yeah. And that's how y'all built fires.
That's how I built fires, yes. Built fires in the fireplace. Put some wood up down on them dogons back of there, and took some splinters, pine splinters, and light them and stick them under there.
Uh-huh. When you had to chop it, didn't you, I bet? Tell me all about how'd you get it up. Out of the wood. I bet that was...
Oh, now get that out of wood. Sometime, take an axe and go cut it. Cut down a little sapling and cut them. Cut down a sapling and cut them up in just in 2 and 4 foot hunks, you see, long.